大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
係，好高興喺呢度見到大家。
I'm very pleased to see everyone this morning.
啊，因為喺呢個破碎嘅世界嘅裏面。
In this broken world.
啊，任何事都可能會發生。
Anything can happen.
啊，有疾病或者令人悲傷嘅事。
Sickness and disease and things that are hurting.
啊，但係我哋入心裏頭仍然懷著個盼望嚟到神面前。
But yet in our hearts, we come before the Lord with hope.
啊，因为神就是那个生命的主。
For God is the Lord of life.
啊，因着祂的生死和复活来到去拯救我们。
Through his death and resurrection, and through his life, death and resurrection, he came to save us.
啊，当祂胜过死亡的时候，将这个平安和盼望去带给我们。
As he has victory over death, he gives us hope. And peace.
啊，所以我哋今日能够带着盼望嚟到神面前去敬拜佢。
Therefore, today we can come to worship God with hope.
啊，我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你就系嗰位生命嘅主。
For Lord, you are God of our lives.
就喺我哋感觉到无助无望嘅时候。
When we feel hopeless and helpless,
我们可以来抓紧你的应许。
We can grab on to your promises.
我们可以来到你的施恩宝座前去祈祷。
We can come to pray before your throne of grace.
啊，除了为家辉弟兄祈祷之外，
Not only we pray for Brother Edmund.
啊，有好多我们，啊，每一个人都面对我们生命里面感觉到，啊，忧虑和悲伤的事。
Each one in our lives, we have worries and things that is hurting.
我们都来到面前求主怜悯。
We ask for your mercy.
啊，当我们来到去，啊，当我讲到和 Mabel 来到翻译的时候，
As I preach your word and Mabel translate,
求主给我们有力量和有智慧。
Lord, give us strength and wisdom.
和给会众能够有一个预备的心来一同的听你的话语。
And we pray that the congregation will prepare their hearts to hear your words.
啊，这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我不知道你有几多人啊，好似我咁中意睇世界杯足球赛咧。
I don't know how many of you enjoy World Cup like I do.
啊，最近咧，尤其有好几场咧，啊，嗰啲弱啲嘅球队居然赢咗啊，嗰啲曾经系冠军嘅劲旅。
And in the recent games, the underdog won.A victory over the past champion.
啊，呢啲爆冷嘅胜利带嚟咗特别嘅兴奋啊！
And when the underdog won, it's even more exciting.
啊，嗰啲俾睇低嘅人，佢终于有出头嗰日啦。
For those who were looked down upon, finally they came through.
啊，嗰啲睇嚟冇望嘅人，终于睇到个希望嚟啦。
Those who were hopeless finally see hope.
啊，若个球队能够胜出，啊，我多主觉得佢有啲幸运。
Underdog that won the game, we think that it's lucky.
但系圣经讲俾我哋听。
But the Bible tells us.
啊，神俾我哋个应许啊。
The promises that God has given us.
啊，比嗰啲爆冷赢到嘅更加有保证。
It's even more assured than the winning of the underdog.
啊，所以我岂不是更加应该嘅欢呼喜乐嘅去敬拜神咧？
Then we should be even more joyous and exciting in worshiping God.
啊，我今日睇，我哋今日读呢段嘅经文。
And our today's passage.
啊，系一个记载咗一个做父亲嘅，佢叫撒伯撒加利亚呢个做父亲嘅。
It's written by a father.It's talk about a father named Zechariah.
啊，佢好有心嘅，好兴奋嘅去赞美神。
He praised God from the bottom of his heart with excitement.
啊，喺路加福音前边啊，啱前段少少讲到撒加利亚，佢系一位嘅祭司。
In Luke, it described that Zechariah was a priest.
啊，佢哋夫妇两个人都系一个无。圣经讲嘅无可指责嘅义人。
He and his wife were righteous.
但系佢两个人都冇孩子，而且年纪老迈啦。
But yet in their advanced age, they still did not have children.
啊，当有一日撒加利亚喺圣殿供职嘅时候
And one day while Zechariah was serving in the temple,
有位天使向他顯現,
an angel came before him.
說神憐憫他們,
and told him because of God's compassion on them, his wife will bear a son,
John.
Can you relate this to the story of Abraham and Sarah?
但是因为撒加利亚他不信,
but because Zechariah's unbelief,
以致到他变了哑巴,
he became a mute, unable to speak.
直到这件事成就这个小孩出世为止,
until the birth of his son.
就在这九个月里面,
and during this 9 months,
他不单止是说不了，因为听不到，要跟人打手势去沟通。
Not only he couldn't speak, but he couldn't hear, so he has to communicate by signing.
他生活在一个一片静寂的世界里面。
He was living in a world of silence.
好叫他能够有独自去反思、悔改的时候。
And during this time, he reflected and repented.
当他能够写出他的新生儿的名字的时候,
and as he was able to write down the name of his newborn son,
正经说他的舌头就能够说出说话了,
then he was able to speak.
他第一句说话是什么呢?
The first words that came out from his mouth was to praise God and thank God.
的确他有很多理由去感谢神,
of course, he has many reasons to thank God for.
正如我们在感恩节的见证里面,
just as us, as we give testimony during Thanksgiving,
我们都为了很多神给我们的东西，我们去感谢神。
We thank God for the blessings from God.
我们为了我们的家庭，为了我们的健康。
We thank God for our family, we thank God for our health.
为了我们的工作，为了我们的教会，感谢神。
We thank God for our job, we thank God for our church.
是没错啊, 神叫我们凡事都要谢恩啊。
Yes, God told us to give thanks in all things.
但真正我们要感恩的就是说，因为知道神是哪一个。
But the true thankfulness is from knowing who God is.
还有神所做的一切,
and what God has accomplished.
所以我们的人生,
therefore, in our lives,
我们的人生是从认识神是哪一个来开始。
Our life begins with knowing God.
正如苦难是我们认识神的学校。
Just as suffering is our schooling for knowing God.
在撒加利亚这个九个月里面这样,
just as Zechariah in this 9 months,
就在当中神是并没有忘记我们。
And during this 9 months, God did not forget about him, and God would not forget about us.
神应许过的事，他一定会成就。
God would always keep his promise.
他一定会挺救,
he definitely will save.
他一定在当中会赐能力,
and also give strength.
好使到他的儿女能够成长，以及侍奉他。
So that his children may grow and serve him.
这段经文讲到，当撒加利亚被圣灵充满他的时候所讲的预言。
This passage also describes what Zechariah said when the Holy Spirit filled him.
是圣灵使到撒加利亚看到和说出他本来都看不到和说得到的东西。
It is the Holy Spirit empowering him to say what he did not see.
这个预言就是你看的时候是说到神究竟是哪一个。
His prophecy was about who God is.
是不是说到在过去、现在和将来神会做的事情。
Who God was, who God is, and who God will be in the future.
路加就将这个颂赞诗记载下来在路加福音里面。
And Luke write down this song of praise in the book of Luke.
整本嘅路加福音嘅序言
It became the introduction of the book of Luke.
好叫我哋嚟读嘅圣经嘅时候，好叫人能够去认识神。
So for us who come to read the Bible, we may come to know who God is.
撒加利亚，第一讲到撒加利亚，佢颂赞佢以色列嘅神。
Zechariah praised the God of Israel.
第六至八节佢讲话他。 因为神去眷顾他的子民，定为他们施行救赎。
Verse 68, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
眷顾就是visit，他是在神不断地来探望，去看着。
That means this visit is continuously, is a continuous care.
即是看顾，look after, 看顾他所做的一切。
To look after the work of the Israelites.
去供应他和去保护他。
To provide for them and to protect them.
神眷顾他所创造的世界和其中的人类。
God also cared for his creation and man.
当洪水去毁灭大地的时候,
when the flood came to destroy this land,
神纪念了在方舟里面的挪亚和一切的走兽,
God remembered Noah's family and all the animals that were in the ark.
接着圣经说神去怜悯和拣选亚伯拉罕这一家。
Then God has compassion and chosen the family of Abraham. And he made a covenant with Abraham. As recorded in Genesis
17:7,
And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you.
Genesis
chapter 22, verses 16 to 18.
他说我便指着自己起誓说, 论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，多起来如同天上的星、海边的沙。你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且万地上万国都因你的后裔而得福。
Genesis 22:16-18. By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord. I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all nations of the earth be blessed.
为什么我花这么多时候读这些经文呢?
Why do I spend so much time in reading these passages?
为什么我过去这么多个月一直讲到是讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的知识呢?
Why in the past months I've been preaching on Abraham, on Isaac, and on Jacob?
就是因为神纪念他曾经和亚伯拉罕立过的约。
Because God remembered the covenant he has established between him and Abraham.
神多次将亚伯拉罕和他的后裔以色列人呢,
Time and time again, God rescued Abraham and his offspring from their enemies. And because of this covenant, God, through Moses, delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. Returned to the promised land, the land of Canaan. And because of the covenant between him and Abraham,
even though
they were captive to the land of Babylon, they were returned to Canaan. And now during the time of Zechariah. The land of Israel was ruled by the Roman Empire. But because of this covenant between God and Abraham, God's people still have hope in praising God. Because they knew God is a covenant keeper. And many years later, that through the offspring of Abraham, Jesus Christ came. And salvation would come upon all nations. And it was during that moment, through the Holy Spirit, Zechariah came to realize. What did he realize? That God's deliverance is here. Therefore, he need not to be fearful, and he could come and praise and thank God. Zechariah praised God because he knew that God cared for his people. Secondly, according to verse 69, and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. In the Old Testament, there were a lot of prophets prophesying. The Redeemer is from the house of David. A mighty king, the Messiah.
Isaiah 9:6-7,
we are very familiarized
with. 他说有个婴孩为我们而生, 和平的君, 他的政权与平安必加增无穷, 他必坐在大卫的宝座上治理他的国, 以公平公义, 指个国坚,
For to us a child is born, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
第二就是在这个大卫家出来的是一个拯救的国。
So from the offspring of David, this is a redeemed nation. It's like the horn on an oxen. The horn of an oxen is strong and has strength. And this horn represents strength and victory. The strength to overcome all their enemies. But in the Old Testament, when it talks about the horn of salvation, it's actually referring to God.
在诗篇第18篇第2节讲话，耶和华就系我哋拯救我嘅国。
Psalm 18 verse 2, the Lord is the horn of my salvation.
那个将要来嘅尼赛亚或者叫基督，就系神自己。
The coming Messiah is God Himself.
第七十一节佢嚟到就系咩咧？第七十一节佢会拯救我哋脱离仇敌和一切恨我们之人的手。
Verse 71, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
This
This horn of salvation has power to overcome all our enemies.
是保護他的子民,
to protect his people.
因此无论我们的敌人有多么强大,
so no matter how strong our enemies are,
无论我们面对的敌人是多么凶残和诡诈,
no matter how cunning or cruel our enemies are,
无论我们是在多么忧心的时候,
no matter how sad or disturbed we are,
或者惊惶或者将要面临死亡的时候,
or fearful, or maybe we have to face death,
我们知道我们的盼望是在乎神,
we know our hope is in God.
他叫我们不用惧，不用惧怕,
we need not to be fearful.
主能够带领我们去经过的这一题,
for God will lead us through all these.
第三个，撒加利亚他听从神。
Thirdly, Zechariah praised God.
因为他们以色列人所盼望这个尼赛亚这个拯救的国，是有一天他会来到。
The Israelites was waiting for this horn of salvation to come.
他在来到的时候，他消灭所有他的敌人。
And when this horn of salvation come, he will destroy all their enemies.
神也在这个地方去招聚他的子民。
And God would also call his people together.
以和平去统治他们,
and will rule them with peace.
没错，当耶稣第二次再来的时候,
yes, on the second coming of Christ.
在新天新地的时候，确实会是这样的样。
Yes, this will be the state of the new heaven and new earth.
但不过现在我们在耶稣第一次来的时候，暂时他还没是这样。When
Jesus came for the first time, this was not the state.
耶稣先来是要解决我们一个更大的问题。
Jesus first came to solve our biggest problem.
这个问题就是我们迟些讲，他才会解决我们灵性上的疾病。
The problem is our spiritual sickness.
但是这个是刚才撒加利亚讲这个被圣灵感动的预言。
And Zechariah, as he prophesied through the filling of the Holy Spirit,
不单只是讲到他政治上的拯救,
not only a deliverance politically,
更加是属灵上的拯救,
more so of a spiritual deliverance.
我们看，我们在第75节看到他拯救的目的就知道。
Verse 75, it will tell us the purpose of the deliverance.
75节他说我们可以坦然无惧地面对敌人。
In holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
他说更加可以用圣洁和公义来侍奉神。
And that he would also deliver us from the hand of our enemies.
正洁和公义在讲到我属灵的那边的层面。
Holiness and righteousness is on the spiritual aspect.
我们常常以为我们的敌人就是危害我们生命的疾病。
We often think that our enemy is the sickness that would threaten our lives.
我们以为我们的敌人就是经济的压力。
We think our enemy is the economic oppression.
或者那些妨碍我们有自由的政治人物。
Or the government that prohibits or stop our freedom.
所以我们要面对他的时候，我用尽我们一生的精力去打击他。
So we would fight against this with all our might.
我要用我们一生的精力去逃避他，甚至我要讨好他。
We'll use all our might to escape from it or to please it.
但圣经告诉我们，其实我们人类最大的需要是什么呢？
But the Bible tells us what is the deepest need for man.
我们人生最大的敌人是谁呢？
Who is our greatest enemy in life?
我们有没有用错的精力去对付一个错的敌人呢？
Do we use all our energy to fight the wrong enemy? Or our strength to fight the wrong enemy?
圣经告诉我们，第一圣经告诉我们，我们有一个很真实和很致命的疾病。
The Bible tells us we have a real sickness that is that will take our life.
就是那个, 我们未蒙赦免的罪,
that is our unforgiven sin.
我们,他说,罗马书就说到,
Romans said, for all have sinned and fall short the glory of God.
罪的工价就是死亡,
and the wages of sin is death.
因为我们有罪,
because we have sinned, therefore we have to face death.
接着希伯来书说到,
and the book of Hebrews told us, and after that comes judgment.
这是一个非常致命的疾病。
This is a deadly sin. This 第二, is a deadly sickness.
第二,我们还有一个很真实和很有能力的敌人, 就是魔鬼撒旦。
Secondly, we have a very strong and mighty enemy, and that's Satan.
在彼得前书第五章第八节,
1 Peter 5:8,
我们的敌人魔鬼撒旦怎么样呢? 他就撒旦好像抛敲叫个芝士遍地游行, 去寻找可亲吃的人。
Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
哥林多后书第四章第节讲到撒旦就是这个世界的神。
And 2 Corinthians 4:4 mentioned that Satan is a god of this world.
撒旦是这个世界的神，他弄瞎了。
And what he did in this world, he has blinded the minds of the unbelievers.
不叫基督荣耀福音的光去照着他们,
to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
叫我们的眼睛弄盲了，看不到耶稣基督的荣耀。
He blinded us so that we would not see the glory of Christ.
如果我们没有基督这个拯救的国来到的时候,
if we do not have God, this horn of salvation,
我们就会在这个罪的疾病里面去死亡。
We will die because of this sin of sickness.
我们就会被仇敌魔鬼吞食了。
We will be devoured by our enemies, Satan.
但圣经讲到这个基督，耶稣基督拯救国来到的时候。
But the Bible said when the horn of salvation, Jesus Christ, came,
他说希伯来书第九章，但如今在这个末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Hebrews 9:26, He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
约翰一书第三章第八节咁讲，
and also in 1 John 3:8，
佢话神嘅儿子耶稣嚟显现出嚟做咩嘢咧？就为要除灭魔鬼嘅作为。
The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil.
耶稣藉着佢嘅生同佢死同埋复活，
through Jesus Christ's life, death and
resurrection,
he took away the most powerful enemies, the two most powerful enemies in our lives. The fear of death and the fear of Satan. And secondly is to take away our guilt.
第一就除去我们对死和对魔鬼的恐惧。
To take away our fear of death and the fear of Satan.
希伯来书第二章第14到第15节这么讲。
Hebrews 2:14-15.
他说，儿女，人类既然有血肉之体，他耶稣，也照样吞噬的成了血肉之体，特要藉着死去败坏那个掌死权的。
Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
Secondly,
through Christ's death on the cross, he paid the penalty of our sin.
如果我们用悔改和用信心跟从主的时候,
if we would repent and follow God by faith,
我们的罪就能够得到赦免,
then our sin will be forgiven.
他的目的就是第七十四节,既然这样的时候,就叫我们,既然从仇敌手中被挺救出来的时候, 就可以终身的在他神面前, 坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
And the purpose is that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
就是当神去除去我们的恐惧和我们的罪疚的时候,
when God take away our sin and our guilt,
就能够使到我们神的儿女有能力去侍奉神。
Then God's children will have the strength to serve God.
没错了,我们就是能够,除了我们讲完感恩的说话之外,
yes, besides giving the word of thanksgiving,
知道我们能够更加有力量地去侍奉神,
we also have the strength to serve the Lord.
撒加利亚在他的颂赞之歌的第二部分那里,
the second part of Zechariah's praise,
他就为了他儿子施洗约翰的怎样去侍奉神来祈祷,
he prayed for his sons serving the Lord.
这个也是为了我们的祈祷,
and it's also a prayer for us.
撒加利亚知道约翰并不是那个在大卫家兴起的挺救的国,
Zechariah knew that John is not the offspring that is called in the line of David, the offspring of David.
因为他们是利未支派的人,而不是大卫家的犹大支派。
For Zechariah is from the tribes of Levi, not from the tribe of Judah.
但是从他太太的口中他知道,
but through his wife, he knew.
他们的亲戚玛利亚所怀的胎就是那个要来的救族主尼赛亚,
that Mary, their relatives, was bearing the Messiah.
这样他的儿子的任务究竟是什么呢?
So what is the mission for his son John?
撒加利亚他预言第七十六和七十七节这么说。Verse 76 and 77.
And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins.
就要他的儿子圣洁和公义的行在主的面前。
He was praying for his son to walk whole in the holy, righteous life before the Lord.
因为就是神拯救我们以前我有能力的,有自由的去过正洁的生活。
Because God has redeemed us, therefore we have the freedom to live a holy, righteous life.
因为在神拯救我的时候,我们能够做神所喜悦的事情。
Because God has redeemed us, therefore we can do what is pleasing to the Lord.
以致我们的生活能够去见证主和荣耀神。
Therefore our life can witness for the Lord and give him glory.
并且第二要他的儿子能够一生的努力去传福音。
And then his son will preach the gospel all his life.
好叫人能够去认罪去悔改。
So that man may repent.
好预备人的心去认识耶稣救恩的来到。
That man may prepare their hearts to receive salvation.
接着撒加利亚就讲到这个救恩是出于神怜悯的心肠。
Then Zechariah continued that this salvation comes from God's compassion.
在我们人类堕落了之后,
as men had fallen,
是神自己的先开始这个拯救。
God initiate salvation.
是吧？这个拯救要从这个女人的后裔而来。
Salvation comes from the offspring of women.
跟着整个旧约记载了这个漫长的拯救族的历史。
Then in the Old Testament, it recorded the process of salvation.
更拣选亚伯拉罕这个人和他的一家。
God chose Abraham and his family.
又拣选雅各成为一个民族以色列民以色列人。
And through Jacob, the whole nation was chosen.
跟着一个国家是大卫的王朝来到去承受他的救恩。
And the kingdom of David come to receive his salvation.
因着神守约的爱。
And because God, through his loving kindness, he upheld his covenant.
就在这个漫长黑暗的路的里面
Even during this dark period
尤其在约翰出世之前400年神没有再没有差派任何先知来到
Especially 400 years prior to John's birth there were no prophets
在这个黑暗的里面神的百姓在等候
And God's people were waiting in this period of darkness
黑暗是可以代表罪恶同埋好混乱。
Darkness can represent sin and also chaos.
亦都代表到人心里头嘅无知，佢昏暗，而佢唔去敬拜神。
It can also represent the ignorance and the darkness in man's heart that they do not worship God.
但当时候满了啦，到啦。
And at the time comes, when the time comes.
第78节讲话，清晨嘅曙光出现了啦。
Verse 78, it said, "Whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high."
当佢睇到曙光嚟，就知道佢黎明嚟啦。
And when they see the sunrise, when they see this light,
如果你睇个日出嘅时候
，if you have ever seen the sunrise,
你通常都系摸黑嘅去到个好睇五指睇不见嘅地方。
Usually you go when it's all very dark.
你等啊，到几时嚟咧
？You keep on waiting and waiting.
见到远远嘅地方有点。亮光的时候
So from very, very far away, you see a point of bright light.
你知道啊，日头嚟啦。
Then you will know, oh, the sun is coming.
就喺嗰度，佢知道一点点嘅光嚟嘅，就呢个救恩就嚟到啦。
When he saw this little light, he realized salvation is here.
正如呢个创造嘅光照亮喺个空虚混沌嘅里面。
Just as In creation, this light brightens up the darkness.
神亦都照亮嗰啲坐喺黑暗、死荫里面嘅人嗰个心。
And God's light also shines into the hearts of those who are in darkness, in sin.
使嗰啲被魔鬼整盲咗嘅眼睛、个眼嘅人，能够去明白基督嘅光。
And all those who were blinded by Satan now may come to understand the light of God. And through the salvation given by Christ, they come to know their sins can be forgiven. When the light comes, there will not be sunset anymore.For this light will forever be shining on God's children.
圣灵会引导我哋脚行喺个平安嘅路上。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us on this path of peace.
而且叫人能够认识嗰个使人同恐惧同埋罪疚里面得到释放嘅嗰个平安。
And also, man may know and have deliverance from fear and death.
今日嘅我哋能够从撒加尼亚嘅颂赞之歌里面学到啲乜嘢咧
？What can we learn from Zechariah's praise？
其实我哋嘅心亦都好似撒加尼亚咁嘅样。
Actually, our hearts are like Zechariah's。
我哋会因为个敌人去攻击我哋而会害怕。
We are fearful when our enemies attack us。
我哋会因为不信我哋有疑惑。
When we do not believe, we will doubt.
会因为贪爱世界而离开神。
We will love the world and depart from God.
但神是祂怜悯我们的软弱。
But God has compassion on our weakness.
我们的得救真的不是真的在乎我们的信心有多坚强。
We have salvation. Our salvation does not depend on how strong our faith is.
没有啊，其实我们每一个人都软弱得很。
We are all very weak.
我们但在当中的时候，但圣经我们不应该放弃。
But yet, we shouldn't give up.
正如神祂永远不放弃我们一样。
Just as God will never give up on us.
神会藉着弟兄姊妹去鼓励我们。
That God will allow the brothers and sisters to encourage us.
神会藉着我们每一个礼拜日来到教会讲道的里面，能够明白祂福音。
And every week through the preaching, we will come to understand His gospel.
当我们最不想回教会的时候，正是我们最需要教会的时候。
When we don't feel like going to church, and that's the time we must go to, and we have to go to church.
刚才讲到苦难是我们成长的学校。
Before I said that suffering is our schooling to help us mature.
神就要我们在黑暗困难的里面 去学习去忍耐等候。
It is through difficulties, through this darkness, God teaches us to wait and be patient.
就等候那个曙光的来临。
To wait for this shining light.
在那里安静和坚持的去依靠神。
That will be still and persevere.And wait for the Lord.
讲到坚持的时候，我想在我教会一个老人家。
To talk about perseverance, I would like to share with you an elderly in my church.
在疫情的时候，他因为这样，他不能够来教会崇拜。
Because of the pandemic, she was unable to come worship at church with us.
他家有没有电脑网络？
She does not have a computer.
Internet.
Or internet at home.
他只能够靠住个听住个电话来 Zoom 来参加崇拜。
So in order to participate in the worship, he used the phone.
仲有啊，佢 take notes 噶，佢写笔记噶。
And she also take notes.
有一日呢排佢屋企个暖气有问题。
And recently, the boiler has problem.
师傅话啊，我礼拜日朝头早嚟同你整啦。
So the contractor said, I will come help fix it on Sunday morning.
但他告诉他，我礼拜日我主日崇拜，你不要只有早上来。
And he told the contractor, please don't come in the morning, because in the morning I have to worship.
你叫他下午才来。
Please come in the afternoon.
你看到吗？当他这样坚持要敬拜神的时候。
Do you see when she has the perseverance and determined To worship God, no matter how much inconvenience she has to go through, she is 95, but yet she still insists to worship God. When we persevere, we also see God's blessing.
但是对很多我们未信主的朋友
，and for our friends who haven't come to know Jesus，
耶稣系对嚟讲系咪净系一啲 good idea 好嘅主意咧
？Is Jesus only a good idea to you？
但喺我哋人生我哋好多恐惧同埋混乱嘅日子嘅里面
，and in our lives we have many days that we are fearful and live in chaos。
好多时喺我哋嘅心灵，亦都有好多空虚同埋罪疚嘅重担嘅里面。
And very often in our lives, it is filled with guilt and the burden of a guilt.
咁边个先能够将我哋从呢痛苦嘅里面嚟拯救出嚟咧
？Who can rescue us from these sufferings？
但圣经讲嘅神就系嗰个有能力嘅王，亦都满有怜悯嘅心。
The Bible said.God is this compassionate king. He sent his only son Jesus Christ to come. Just as the song we are about to sing, the long awaited king.
耶稣是不是我们那个心灵 喺度长久等候嘅主咧？
Is our heart longing for Jesus Christ, our Lord?
耶稣基督喺十字架上面嘅舍身。
Jesus Christ sacrificed his life on the cross.
背负我哋人类嘅罪。
To bear our sins.
佢俾人浸住，佢俾神去离弃。
He was forsaken by man and by God.
为咗要我哋唔不再被离弃。
So that we will not be forsaken.
佢使到人能够我罪得到赦免。
So that we may have forgiveness of our sins.
喺嗰度我知道呢个救恩系几咁嘅宝贵。
Then we realize how precious this salvation is.
就咁样，我哋就好似撒加利亚咁，能够去欢呼喜乐嘅去听从主。
Then we can be like Zechariah to praise God with thanksgiving.
我哋同起立，我哋唱呢首嘅诗歌。
Let us all rise and sing this hymn.
九仰望嘅耶稣。
Come, thou long expected Jesus.Lord, we thank you.
就是你的拯救，我们可以来到你面前。
For you have saved us and allow us to come before you.
我们能够来到你的知恩宝座前去祈求。
We can pray before your throne of grace.
我们的最大安慰不是只是我们肉身得到拯救。
Our greatest comfort is not that we are saved physically.
但我哋最大嘅安慰，我哋能够认识你。
The greatest comfort is that we can come to know you.
能够称呼你为我哋嘅阿爸父。
And call you our Abba Father.
愿你嘅名喺我哋嘅身上嚟得到听众。
We pray that your name may be lifted up in our lives.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我一齐领受祝福。
Please receive the benediction.
May the Lord bless you.